On head football coach Mike Elder. Coach Elder, as always, we appreciate you joining us. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
So far, we're doing all right, and I want to bring you in here for a couple different reasons, but I want to begin with what went down yesterday at the Pro Football Hall of Fame down in Canton. You guys participated in the Build the Bridge Challenge. You took a couple of your guys with you. Coach, how great was this experience?
It was awesome. You know, we were able to take a couple of our captains down to the Pro Football Hall of Fame to kind of kick off Build a Bridge. If you don't know much about that, it's a movement that was started by Kalari Hicks at Cleveland Heights and some other coaches. And basically the whole intent of it is to bridge the racial divide using football and bringing communities that really aren't similar in nature together. For instance, Avon has been partnered up with Euclid, and so we're going to do some activities throughout the summer with Euclid, and talked with Coach Rotsky the other day, and we're going to get our kids together and have some open, honest conversations and just get our kids to sit down, eat together, have fun, you know, playing some kickball games or what we decide to do, and have some conversations where they can ultimately see that they're not much different than, you know, some people might think.
Now, yesterday, there were some videos that surfaced. I know you guys got the opportunity to walk around the Hall of Fame and spend a little bit of time with each other also. But, Coach, what were some of your major takeaways from yesterday's festivities?
Well, I thought it was an eye-opening experience for a lot of kids to sit down in a room with kids from different socioeconomic backgrounds, different races, different religions. And just we talk a lot about stereotyping and how we're all stereotyped for in one way, shape, or form. And for instance, we talked about suburbia, you know, where Avon's at, and most people in suburbia are stereotyped sometimes as maybe being born with a golden spoon in their mouth or being soft and not as tough as other communities, whereas some of your inner city communities where I've been a coach at, maybe they're stereotyped as a football team as, you know, being undisciplined. You know, so we talked a lot of bit about stereotypes, how that makes you feel. Took it even as far as like how our linemen stereotyped. You know, some of the minority coaches in the room talked about how they're stereotyped as minority coaches, and where people might say they can't scheme as well as others. And when you really listen to everybody's individual experiences, and you realize that everybody at some point in time is stereotyped in their life, and the goal is to really think about that and. Stop stereotyping people and really get to know the person and judge them for who they really are and not what we perceive them as being.
Well, Coach, along those same lines, you know, things like the Build the Bridge Challenge, they can certainly help in the short term, right, in terms of opening kids' eyes to different experiences and talking through things like you mentioned, like stereotyping. But, you know, focusing on the long term, you know, how can things like this help moving forward in the long term, or what needs to continue to happen to move in the right direction?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Since obviously all the recent events that have occurred, I picked up the phone and called a lot of my former players at Avon who were minority players for us, and had some open, honest conversations where I just listened to them. And the one thing I said I apologize for is that I really felt like our country was past this. And I clearly understand now that we're not. And the solution to a lot of, I think, our problems that are going on is to get rid of ignorance, which is a lack of understanding at times. And if there's anybody who's going to solve this problem in our country and who's going to bring people together, it's going to be our young people. And so I really love this program because it's going to give our kids in Avon an opportunity to reach out and become friends with kids at Euclid, kids that they would never meet otherwise, maybe not until they were in college, you know, or in a different experience or phase of their life. And when these kids sit down and they really open up and they talk about their struggles both ways and who they are and what they're dealing with, I think it opens up eyes to understanding and you know, kids are ultimately going to realize that they all have some of the same fears and same struggles and same likes and dislikes and all the things like that. So I'm excited because I think that the truth is that football and sports teams, specifically football in the huddle, though, has always been a great tool to probably prevent anybody caring what your socioeconomic status was, what religion you are, how big you are, how fast you are, slow, black, white, doesn't really matter because you all have a common goal, which is, you know, to get a first down or to gain 3 yards or to stop your opponent. And it inherently brings people together, and we just need to take it a step further. And I think that this is a great idea because it's bringing kids together from communities that are not similar at all, and getting them to sit down and have conversations and share a meal and really get to know each other.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Avon head football coach Mike Elder. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Coach, I know yesterday you guys were hoping to do a little bit more on the field, but it didn't work out that way. Mother Nature decided she didn't want to cooperate with you guys. Moving forward, what's the plan with you guys and Euclid, the team that you guys have specifically been paired up with in the Build the Bridge program? You mentioned something earlier about a kickball game, and I know the idea initially was to do a 7-on-7 scrimmage, but right now we're somewhat limited with some of that stuff. But what's the plan moving forward for you guys with with Euclid?
Well, we're going to host them in July, July 16th. We're hoping to host them, and our intent is to have a big kickball tournament where, you know, we have a Euclid coach and an Avon coach coaching a team that has half Euclid, half Avon kids on that team. And there will be probably 8 teams. And while teams are playing kickball, other teams are going in to the school where we're able to watch some videos, like What Would You Do videos. I don't know if you've ever seen the show. And then have conversations surrounding the video and things they're watching surrounding discrimination, and have open, honest dialogue with each other. And then they've given us some scripted questions that we're going to use to you know, encourage conversations with our kids and their kids in the same room. We're then going to have a meal together. I know our mayor is going to come and welcome Euclid to our community, and my plan is to reach out to the Avon Police Department and have the police chief there as well to talk to the kids from Avon and Euclid, because obviously we have a lot of angst going on right now with our relations with law enforcement, and I want to bridge that gap as well. And so we're planning about 3 hours where our kids are just, you know, doing something fun. We talked about a 7-on-7. We're not clear to do that at this point yet. And to be honest with you, we're worried about the 7-on-7 anyway, because that would get highly competitive between Euclid and Avon, and we don't want to defeat the whole purpose of why we're getting together, which is to get kids just to sit down and get to know each other better. Later on in July, then they're going to return to favor, and we're planning on coming to Euclid for a similar activity, except I think they want to do dodgeball. So we'll have dodgeball teams, and we'll do that. And then the hope is, before we leave, you know, our players and their players, kids are going to link up with somebody and follow them on Instagram or get their cell phone number and text. And, you know, I'm hoping that the Avon Eagles will be supporting the, you know, Euclid Panthers and vice versa throughout the season as we watch them take on their challenging schedule as well as we have one.
That's very cool. I mean, who would have thought some of the old school playground games, right, would be the common bond, dodgeball, kickball, all that good stuff. But that is fascinating to see how you guys are coming together and also sharing some time in each respective community. So very, very cool stuff. Coach, you talked about, you know, not necessarily being cleared to do the 7-on-7s. That leads us down our very next path here. You know, as you look back at some of the workouts that you guys were able to host during phase one in this return, how did you guys handle some of that? And what kinds of things did you guys learn along the way during the pandemic that maybe you would not have otherwise stumbled on?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, one of the things I told our coaches was, is that, you know, I felt like in Avon, we had a really good plan and that we did a great job with our off season with our kids. And so just like every program, when, you know, we weren't able to have contact with our kids, it threw you for a loop, and you could sit around and just kind of wait, or you could figure it out and do the best you can with it and do it better than other people. You know, you always resort back to, it's a competitive deal. We're Avon, and we're going to line up and play to Shoreman week one. And so, you know, you had to be creative. And we used, obviously, Google Meets is what we use. Other people use Zoom to contact our kids, stay in contact with them, communicate with them. And we were trying to set up the capacity in the event that we weren't allowed to have any camp days in July, where we could at least, you know, watch film and we could talk about X's and O's and install our offense and defense visually if we couldn't do it physically. And now what I've taken away from that is that we won't have any more film sessions at Avon where it's after practice at 5:40. The kids are sitting down for a half an hour. They're tired. They're hot. They're sweaty. They haven't eaten dinner yet. Now we can send them home, and at 8 o'clock, we can send them home and say, hey, jump back online, and we'll limit every time we meet with our kids to a half an hour for film, but we can get them all together from the comfort of their own living room after they've eaten and utilize Google Meet still moving forward. And we actually were using that for virtual workouts at the time when we couldn't have our kids in our weight room before phase one. So one of our biggest takeaways, I think, is our ability to meet as a staff and our ability to meet as a team and individual position groups using Google Meets and Zoom.
It's interesting how this whole pandemic has forced us all to be resourceful. You could discover things in the middle of all this that maybe you would not have otherwise. And I know that getting past phase one and getting clearance from the lieutenant governor last week to go ahead with phase two was a very, very good sign. Not in the clear just yet, Coach, as you take a look over the next couple of months here. Believe it or not, we are almost to the date. 2 months away from the 2020 season opener. What are some of the major challenges, not just you guys, but everybody trying to get back to return to the gridiron in the fall? What are some of the major challenges you guys are facing through the rest of the summer?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of unknowns out there. There's a lot of fear, and everybody comes at this from a unique perspective. You know, some people are very, very cautious, and, you know, and some people are probably in a mode where their mindset is, hey, let's just go back to normal. And, you know, what's right and what's wrong, in my opinion, is we have to do the best we can to keep our kids safe. It's also a challenge for us as a high school that, you know, they listen to what MLB's doing. They're hearing what, you know, NFL's planning on doing with their players. And, you know, I'll get a message from a parent asking if we're going to be testing our kids, you know, daily. And, you know, we're not going to be able to do that. We can take temperatures and we can do wellness checks, and we have been doing that for our lifting, and we'll continue to do that as we move forward into phase two with some of our team activities. But I think the biggest challenge is going to be we're not going to be able to do some of the things that they're going to see that, you know, professional athletes and professional sports are doing. From what I understand, it's even that way in college football. You know, the MAC isn't going to have the same resources to do the same thing they're doing in the SEC or the Big Ten. So that's the toughest thing. You know, we're always going to err on the side of keeping our kids safe as possible. But if anybody's looking for a 100% assurance that their kid's not going to get sick, it's just not going to exist. And so, you know, people have to make a decision, a personal decision on whether or not they want to do something that's voluntary.
Funny you say that, because we've been saying that on this very show for, oh, I don't know what, going on 2 weeks now, Rocco?
Yeah, that's just about right.
Yeah, so it will be really, really interesting to see how it works out, not only the next couple of weeks, but really the next couple of months as well. And, Coach, as always, we enjoy the time. Certainly love having you on. And let's just hope that this virus, the worst of it, is behind us, and that, you know, we are 2 months away from the start of the high school football season so we can get back to whatever normal is these days as we get to the third and fourth week of August as we wrap things up on the high school football season. Coach, thank you as always for the time, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. I'm a little biased, and I think that obviously, you know, we always need high school football in our lives, but we need it now more than ever, I believe, in this country. So I hope we can move forward, and I don't know that it'll all go back to normal, but we'll get as close to it as we can and make sure we're, you know, making sure we keep all of our kids safe. So I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Coach. You get no argument from Rocco and I on that. That's for sure.
Not one.